some friends to find. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
It's safe to dance, well it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's making a chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. We are the official podcast of GruntFreePress.com, the website for winners. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. I'm your host of Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 53. Mainly we cover video games, or we try to. I'm still in the fucking, I'm in lazy fucking summer mode, or just general lazy fucking mode, where I haven't fucking written a goddamn review in like months. So, even the fucking website's like pretty much just a podcast hosting fucking site right now. I still go there, read some old reviews, and make some comments, get some forums going up there. I mean, make your own content, damn it. I even got a form you can fucking fill out your own fucking review if you don't like it. Here at Grunt Free Press, we generally like to cover video games, so. You know what that means right now. And I really hate doing this. I really do. I mean, it's getting fucking, really sickening, actually, because, I listen to fucking other fucking podcasts all fucking day at work, and I was just like, most of them are fucking video game fucking, related. But it was getting fucking gross, where I'm just like, all right, fucking go, and, so I'm going to talk about fucking Pokemon Go for, briefly. I'll say now too, I haven't fucking played it. I didn't play it. The closest I got to fucking playing it was I was, taking a dump, and I fucking opened up my phone. I'm like, dude, I'm so sick of hearing about this fucking garbage. I just want to fucking, you know what I mean? I was opened up, see, I was on a fucking, like, I know I'm going to have to fucking say something about this. So I fucking opened it up, looked at. And then the Google fucking Play Store or whatever, I'm like, oh, there it is, and fucking like, all right, what, anything I can fucking interesting to say, like, fucking whatever. It's like, I'm not even gonna fucking whatever. I'm not even gonna fucking bother. Like, I was just like, yeah, maybe I'll just fucking download it for a second and just fucking, like, whatever, fuck around on while I'm taking a shit and just fucking, like, see what I can fucking catch and that'll be the end of it. But I'm like, yeah, I don't even feel like doing that. And then fucking I looked over and there was like, oh, there's a whatever, fucking, like, top free apps or whatever on the fucking Play Store. And I saw something about, oh, learn, C++, like the programming language. I'm like, oh, that could be cool. Never mind. So I downloaded that instead, rather than fucking Pokemon Go. It's probably a lot more fun too. Though I will say it's like fucking, I'm like, oh, whatever. Just a real quick thing. I can just fucking look through and like whatever. For like the fifth time trying to fucking learn this garbage and maybe a little fucking stick and like, you know what I mean? I'm just like fucking like, then it gets to like, oh, you know, type out a, oh, here's the, example and whatever, just the Hello World program, and it's like, oh, now type it out yourself, and it's like, oh yeah, I'm on a fucking phone and this sucks, fucking tapping fucking buttons. So I don't know how good that is, even just like in principle, but whatever. Off track already, though, in this case it's not really a bad thing. So Pokemon Go again, I'm sick of hearing about it. I apologize. Yeah, so, I mean, again, haven't played it, not going to, I mean, I think fucking Pokemon's pretty gay. I mean, I was fucking probably prime age in that. I'm actually probably a little older, when fucking that shit first fucking got big, just because I remember going to fucking, here's my fucking cred, my Pokemon cred. I remember going to fucking the first fucking, I don't know how many there were, fucking Pokemon movie. I remember seeing that in the theater with my first girlfriend, and I was like fucking like whatever, like 15 or whatever. And it was pretty fucking gay. I mean, she liked that shit, and I was just like, man, this fucking sucks, like whatever. But, so yeah, I was about, again, maybe a little old for when it fucking came out, but again, I just fucking just, you know, I've seen the ups and downs of the fucking, like, you know, Pokemon craze, and just like, dude, like, I understand what this, like, fucking pretty much everything I fucking hate about fucking games is right there. It's fucking, like, anime bullshit. It's fucking, like, just grinding. Like, I was out, the whole game is just like, oh, I gotta grind for what? Oh, I gotta grind to collect this. Why? You know, it's like a game just fucking like, oh, collect this, collect that, and then grind them up and fucking like whatever. And then it's like, you know, bullshit fucking systems, you know what I mean? It's like you gotta learn all this fucking bullshit, like, oh, this beats that, and blah, 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 and, you know, fucking retarded fucking, like, systems, you know what I mean? It's everything I fucking, like, hate, like, fucking, and it nothing to do with fucking actual game, like, gameplay or anything. Just fucking, like, the entire game is collect and grind and fucking, you know, research these fucking systems. And it's like, plus it's fucking just gay in general. So everything I fucking hate about games and, like, whatever. Like, I don't really give a shit that it's fucking, like, people like it. I mean, people like fucking garbage. Like, who gives a fuck? But, plus this one's a fucking mobile game. So fantastic. Yeah, but again, this is a big, all week, this is all you fucking hear about. One of those things, I'm just gonna take a guess that probably next week, maybe you'll stop hearing about it. It's just probably one of those fucking stupid flash in the pan fucking garbage things, but whatever. But just for this week, I mean, it's on, I mean, not even fucking like gaming sites. Oh my god, I fucking opened up fucking IGN before he fucking went on. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Just like the entire, like, front page, and like fucking scrolling down like three fucking pages. Just like, what? Why is everything just fucking like anime and fucking like, it's like ridiculous. Like, it looks like fucking, I don't know, a fucking shitstorm over there. I don't know, because they want to cash in on fucking Pokemon. So here's a bunch of fucking anime. It's like, dude, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, this, whatever. But, so not only that, but I mean, fucking just, I'm talking like TV, like, you know, local and fucking, you know, national fucking news, news fucking, you know, get, TV shows and fucking whatever. Yeah. You know, that's the mark of, when you know it's good, when people who don't play games and fucking latch onto it, you know, Again, well, I never get what fucking everyone's like, oh, we gotta fucking expand and fucking be inclusive and, you know, games should be for everybody. And it's like, well, if you're trying to make something that fucking, you know what I mean, for everybody and nobody, you know what I mean, people who don't know what the fuck anything is and have no clue of what would be a good or a bad game and fucking they latch onto it. It's like, that's not, not something you should be fucking striving for, you know what I mean, unless you fucking own, like, stock in the fucking company or something, because... yeah, look at, like, the Wii, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, again, or, like, shitty, million fucking shitty fucking mobile games, or Pokemon Go, you know what I mean? Like, that's what you want. You just want this fucking generic fucking, like, garbage and whatever. So again, I'm not really gonna talk about the game. I haven't fucking played it. Just the main thing I want to talk about is just shut the fuck up about Pokemon Go. That's what I want to talk about. Again, it's just reached that fucking critical mass of fucking whatever advertising or fucking viral fucking marketing and whatever people virus they call it. What we wouldn't call it viral people marketing. I'm just fucking like, oh, people are playing it, so I have to play it. Like, gross. You know, again, be it people who never touched a fucking video game in their fucking life and would be like, ah, I don't play games. Like, fucking, ah, I look down on people who do. Those people, those are the ones who are asking me, like, oh, you like games? You played that Pokemon Go? I was like, dude, fuck off. Again, it's like fucking when E3 or fucking PAX is on the news and you have to hear about it from fucking the normies. Like, fucking, oh, you go to that big show. I heard there's a video game, you know, fucking whatever. Some kind of video game concert, like fucking... Or, you know, if, like, Grand Theft Auto fucking comes out, like, whatever, which used to be, again, when I was, like, fucking, like, a teenager, you'd hear fucking Grand Theft Auto just be like, oh, my God, it's awful, and blah, 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 and I used to hear, like, oh, this is the biggest fucking, it made blah, blah, blah money, so that'll be on the news, you know what I mean? It makes fucking, like, crazy money, then you get the fucking people, like, oh, you buy that new video game, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, that means anything to me, who buys, like, fucking, you know... half a dozen fucking video games a fucking week, you know what I mean? Oh, did you buy that new game? I don't even know where to start with that. Like, that means fucking nothing to me. You know, you get in that game, the fucking talking heads on the TV were fucking talking about. You know, they wanted to fucking kill some time and to fucking make, you know, fill a segment out. So they talked about that one video game fucking for the year. Did you buy that one? It's like, yeah, well, I don't watch that garbage. I have no idea what you're talking about and whatever. I don't know, fuck off, pretty much. Mind your own fucking business. You know, you don't care about anything until the fucking... till the fucking news tells you to fucking care about it. And yeah, I mean, it just shows, like, I don't know, you have like nothing to really talk about. Just the bullshit, you know, bullshit fucking small talk. Get the fuck away from me. You know, get a fucking hobby of your own and you know, get a fucking original fucking thought in your head and just get the fuck away. Yeah, I mean, even like whatever, I'm not fucking, like, my mother does that shit, you know, you play that Pokemon Go. I had a fucking, a girl at a convenience store, that I go to fucking all the time, you know, she asked me if where I worked was a fucking gym or something like that, like a fucking Pokemon gym. I'm just like, I don't really know what the fuck you're talking about, first of all. Then I told her if it was a fucking, you know, if I did have a bunch of fucking people coming up and being like, oh, I'm playing this dumb game, I just fucking buy a bunch of, like, Pokemon fucking stuffed animals and just, like, rip their fucking heads off and litter them all over the place and put, like, fucking fake blood all over them and shit. And, yeah, just leave them there and just fucking watch and just fucking, like, sit there with, like, a fucking knife or something and just fucking, you know, surrounded by fucking dead Pokemon. Yeah, because I hate fucking kids and I hate fucking dumb shit like fucking Pokemon, so fuck you. Yeah, again, you hear these fucking news stories, you know, again, fucking like, oh, people, well, number one, you're looking at your fucking phone walking around, people do that anyway and they're fucking idiots for it. You hear about kids getting fucking hit by cars and shit, and just like, you know, because they're fucking idiots, and again, in my town, I guess there's some fucking story, like, who knows if it's fucking, like, whatever, it's probably some bullshit they just made up, but some kid fucking almost getting, like, abducted, you know what I mean, like, somebody fucking pulled up, like, two guys pull up in a fucking car, and, you know, stop, like, talking to him or whatever, but who knows, you know what I mean, it could be fucking whatever, if I like, you know, I hear people, too, like, they hear fucking, like, you know, people, adults saying, like, oh, it's great, you go out and talk, so maybe they just fucking stopped and fucking asked the kid, like, you know what I mean, oh, what, you playing that fucking Pokemon on the news, and then fucking, like, whatever, he runs away, like, oh, somebody tried to fucking molest me or some shit, or his fucking parents see him and, like, you know what I mean, see that and be like, oh, like, you know what I mean, they're trying to abduct him, or, like, who knows, these people are fucking idiots. But whatever, anyway, anything that fucking hurts dumbass kids, I mean, it can't be all that bad. So whatever, yeah, keep playing your fucking Pokemon and fucking walk off a cliff, I guess, and there you go. Maybe the problem will solve itself. But, you know, it's just fucking bullshit, fucking whatever, media, fucking garbage. Anyway, moving on, that'll be the end of it. Again, it's just, dude, I so many fucking... Man, I've only got, like, so far, like, it'd be like fucking, like, man, I'm running out of fucking podcasts to listen to at fucking work, because I'm fucking, like, listening, and it's fucking, as you hear him droning on about that shit, and it's like, alright, I just gotta stop, because I don't give a shit, and then just repeating the same garbage over and over again, I know way too much about this already, and not only that, I just fucking keep hearing the same bullshit, and yeah, pretty bad. A lot of fucking podcasts gotta stop midway through and fucking delete it, I'll tell you that much, because Jesus Christ. So, all right, I'm done. I swear, I'll move on. Continue talking about Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, which I talked about. I started that last week. I ended up beating that and going through The Warrior Within, too, the second one. Finished both of them this week. But The Sands of Time, the first one in the Prince of Persia, like, reboot series, I guess, the trilogy, you'd say, reboot one, we'll call it. So, finish it up, Sands of Time, it's really fucking fantastic. The game's great. As you go on, as the game goes on, the combat gets easier and the platforming and the puzzles get harder, which I thought was great. As I was saying, like, at first, it's like, yeah, it's, you know, it's pretty awesome. You know, everything's pretty fun. The platforming and all that, and fucking, again, I was playing on a fucking keyboard and mouse trying to play the third person fucking game. It's just like, yeah, it's really tough trying to be, like, precise and shit with the fucking combat and everything else. But, like, the combat in particular is like, man, this is rough, because, yeah, it's trying to fucking play with fucking four buttons for movement and shit. Yeah, I mean, it's just the traversal and the platform is, like, the best part of the game. So that the fact that it's fucking like, oh, here's more of this and more, you know what I mean? All, you know, more of the good shit, and that fucking combat that was a pain in the ass, like, we'll just make that kind of easy, so you get fucking, like, you get, like, a sword at the end, it's pretty much, like, one hit, you can fucking kill somebody, I mean, they'll be, like, blocking and shit, and people will surround you, but, you know, but at that point, you know, like, their weaknesses, and you're fucking, like, you know, bouncing off walls and shit, and, I like that, it's pretty cool. So they knew what their fucking strengths were, they didn't, like, shoehorn in, like, oh, he's fucking a million things, you know, a million fucking things to fight, and they're hard, and then just get harder, it's like, oh, that part's easier, I mean, we'll make it more, like, more technical, I guess, where you're fucking, like, you know, you get, like, these one-hit fucking kills, but, you know, it's just, like, really the end of the game, like, the end boss is you're climbing a tower, you know what I mean, climbing this fucking giant tower, and, just as it looks and it plays fucking incredible, I mean, it's just fucking just, you know, so high up, and just fucking, you know, you're walking into, like, the fucking sunset and shit, just fucking, like, all these ledges everywhere, it just fucking goes on, like, forever, it's pretty fucking cool. Again, shitty keyboard and mouse controls and all, it was just great. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's, like, fights along the way, but it's just fucking, like, whatever, and then there's, like, an actual end boss, but he's just, like, so easy, he's just, like, oh, whatever, he's, like, the story wrap-up, he's, like, the epilogue, you know what I mean, but it's, like, real, like, the climax of the game is just fucking climb this fucking tower, you know what I mean, it's fucking, like, it's pretty cool and fucking, yeah, I don't know what else to say about it, it's just fucking Sands of Time, just an awesome fucking action platformer, and, yeah, I miss those games, like, fuck, you know what I mean, like, the Prince of Persia. It's almost like its own fucking genre, you know? It's not like a fucking, like, cutesy, like, collect-a-thon, like, mascot fucking 3D platformer, you know what I mean? It's not like it's fucking, like, Mario 64 or some shit, or, like, Banjo-Kazooie or fucking, like, Crash Bandicoot or that fucking bullshit. You know, and it's not like a fucking, some narrative-based fucking game, you know? It's not fucking, again, like, Uncharted. It's like fucking Uncharted ripped a lot of shit off of this, but then you get, like, the fact that they didn't get the gameplay being good part, right? You know what I mean? It's just fucking, they're just like, oh, here's fucking bunch of fucking cutscenes and shit, and then, I don't know, hop around for a while, and, yeah, combat's garbage, and, you know, shitty fucking shooting mechanics and all that bullshit, and, I'd say, like, Tomb Raider is probably the closest, I'd say, to, like, you know, this being updated, you know, for modern games, like, whatever you want to call it, like, newer games, like, fucking the new Tomb Raiders and shit. They're closer, but they're not pure fucking just like a hop around fucking platforming and like whatever and like ton of combat. It's more like exploration and you know, like, you have like that Metroidvania shit where I gotta find this then go back to this area and this little fucking like hub and that shit. Again, it's not just fucking like platforming for the sake of fucking platforming, and you know, at least Tomb Raider is good anyway. Fucking, again, I'm like Uncharted. So whatever, Sands of Time, fucking really good. I was saying, like, oh, maybe we'll fucking write a review just because it's so fucking so good. But again, I didn't. I'm just fucking lazy, fucking just summer, and I want to play other shit, and just like fucking, you know what I mean? I have a fucking website, I should probably put some shit up, but I didn't. I just fucking went on immediately to fucking the second one, Warrior Within. Again, it was so, I was like, wow, I'm just fucking so impressed how well the Sands of Time fucking holds up and all that shit. I just fucking immediately fucking bought the other three on Steam, the other two in the trilogy, fucking Warrior Within and The Two Towers, and then, like, there was a second reboot just called Prince of Persia. Again, it is fucking confusing, but yeah, I bought those from fucking Steam. They're whatever, cheap, like $10 each or something. I'm like, eh, whatever. I really like this one, so it should be worth it. But I thought it was weird. It was just strange that, like, the, you know, the first one, it was like, oh, it's free on Uplay. So I'm like, fucking, oh, cool. They must just fucking have this one free, like, this month or whatever. Oh, by the way, fucking Splinter Cell, the original one's free on Uplay for this month or whatever. But yeah, I thought it was weird. I'm like, fucking, well, they put this one free on fucking Uplay, so they must have, like, the other two. Like, it must be like, ah, that one's free, but, you know, the first taste free, but if you want to play the fucking other one, well, you gotta fucking buy them, and trying to get people to buy them on Uplay. It was like, fucking, well, the other ones, they're not even on fucking Uplay. It was just that one. I'm like, that's fucking weird. So I had to go to fucking Steam and get a buy the other ones. But whatever. So I started playing The Warrior Within, the second one. And I won't bore you too much with, you know, my ongoing fucking trying to get a controller to work on fucking PC on older games, like that fucking issue, or, but I was like, oh, cool, this one actually, like, right out of the fucking, as soon as you launch it, it's fucking, like, it has fucking controller support, and so did fucking Sands of Time, but it didn't fucking work, it was all fucked up. But, yeah, Warrior Within, I'm like, oh, cool, I fucking just, like, whatever, map the buttons, I'm like, alright, cool. So, I tried it with my, what I usually have hooked up to the PC, the fucking, my normal, like, Elite, Xbox Elite controller, and it seemed to work after I remapped all the buttons and shit. I'm like, ah, it seems cool, seems fine, seems to work alright. Then I got to the first fucking, you know, open area of the game. It wasn't just like a hallway, it's like, you know, it was just like an area, just a little one, just a little room, but you could, you know, swing the camera around and shit. You know, so far, like, the tutorial, but for whatever reason, I fucking get there. And, yeah, the fucking, it's just that the camera just started fucking spinning around in fucking circles around the room. Like, I'm not even, like, touching it. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on? I backed up into the options. I'm like, what can I do with the camera controls to fucking fix it? And, like, I don't know. It just fucking just kept, like, spinning in fucking circles. I'm like, dude, fuck you. So then I tried, tried doing, like, all right, well, maybe I'll just, like, bypass the fucking, bypass the fucking games like controller support completely. I'm like, dude, I know this game's like longer and it's fucking more difficult, so it's like I kind of want to have like a controller other than fucking fuck with the keyboard and mouse again. So I was kind of like hell bent on getting the controller to work. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll fucking but just bypass that and just use like controller companion and just set up my own like bindings for keyboard and mouse or whatever, but I'll be playing on a controller. And just like, dude, I tried doing that, just fucking like it was a fucking mess, because it's like fucking like, all right, well, I got all the keys mapped, I should be good. And then like you start it up and like, I don't know, the game just recognizes that you have a controller fucking plugged in. So it's like, I don't know if that was fucking it up. It was just like, I don't know, this is just fucking the same bullshit. So I started getting pissed again. I'm like, dude, I don't want to play with a fucking keyboard again. And just fucking, I started looking online for answers and shit. And just like, dude, this shit fucking sucks. Like, you know what I mean? Just, I probably wasted like an hour fucking with this shit. And, then the worst part is like, fucking, like, all right, well, I think I have a solution. Like, all right, I'll try this. Then, like, to get to that room, like that part, I'm like, I was saying, like, that's the only part I could fucking. The first part of the fucking first level of the game that you have like camera control, you know what I mean? So it's like only way I could tell if the shit was working or not was to get there. But to do that, I'm like, all right, well, I'm trying something else. And you start up the game, and you have to sit through a fucking 5-minute fucking cutscene that you can't skip, and then like, fight a few fucking groups of enemies and just fucking, you know what I mean? Then you get to the room. So it's like every time I'm trying something different, it's taking me like whatever, like 10 minutes to fucking just get in the game to a point where I can fucking try it. And, I must have just done that like 5 fucking times. You know what I mean? So it's like wasting like a fucking hour just trying something else like 5 times. You know what I mean? And just fucking Christ. If you're going to make a fucking PC game, which, you know, people are going to fuck around with, and, you know, later down the line, there's just going to be some kind of, like, compatibility shit going on. Just make it quick to get into the fucking actual gameplay, so you can fuck around with, like, settings and that bullshit. I've said that before, but Jesus Christ, dude. It's got to be said again and again until you get it, like, whatever. Have, like, some kind of, like, fucking, like, test area. You can just fucking, like, fire it up and just fucking immediately get into it. You can fuck with your fucking options and that bullshit is, yeah. I've noticed that a few times in games, or even like fucking like, oh, I gotta set my video options, and it's like, oh, you gotta reset the game to fucking do it. Reset the game, fucking do the same bullshit again, and it's like, ah, this doesn't look right, and fucking like, oh, the same shit. Anyway, Warrior Within, I finally get it working. I ended up fucking plugging in my wired fucking 360 controller and just doing it like that, and it seemed to work. But anyway, the game itself, Warrior Within, it's good. It's different from the sands of time in a few ways. Definitely more metal, which is good for me. There's almost always fucking butt rock, generic fucking guitar riffs going on in the back, and it's just like, yeah, I totally fucking forgot about that. It's actually Godsmack did a lot of the soundtrack. Which, that tells you what time it came out. You know, it fucking definitely dates the game. You fucking Godsmack. I remember that was like a big deal. I think it had like on the front of the fucking cover, or at least the back of the box. Like, oh, music by Godsmack. It's not a big deal for just like the, if they're doing just like the normal fucking riffs, it's like whatever. I mean, just fucking metal riffs, and they throw some fucking Middle Eastern fucking guitar in there, where the fuck that is, like, I don't know what the fuck, like, just like the Middle Eastern sounding fucking shit. Throw that in there every now and then. Again, that could be anybody, it doesn't really matter. There's fucking Godsmack, but then you get to this reoccurring fucking demon thing that chases you during the game. You can't kill him, he just chases you, and you have to, it's like a running fucking section of the game. It's almost like fucking Nemesis from like Resident Evil fucking 3 or whatever. This fucking giant fucking demon thing shows up and just fucking, the metal kicks in, and it's just fucking, it's the opening of riffs from that fucking Godsmack Godsmack fucking radio hit, just fucking whatever it is, the fucking I Stand Alone fucking You know, fucking that one did that fucking garbage and just fucking every time. I mean, probably shows up like a dozen times in the game, and every time that happens, just the same shit. Just fucking roar the fucking demon and fucking. It's also fucking glitchy too. The fucking like. Well, like, the game's pretty glitchy, fucking just certain shit, like, especially the audio, like, fucking, I don't know what the fuck was going on, like, fucking, sometimes it fucking, shit would stop playing, and it's fucking, like, it just, like, end, you know what I mean, just fucking, like, midway through, it just fucking just cut, it's just, like, silent, and you're fucking running around and shit, it's just, like, huh, pretty fucking glitchy bullshit, or, like, fucking, you know, the, certainly, it'd be fucking like cutscenes or whatever. Anyway, that fucking guitar riff was just fucking, it was ridiculous. And, somehow it was worse than playing, you know, just having the actual fucking song just play through, just having that fucking opening fucking riff on a fucking loop, you know what I mean? It's just, it's like fucking like purgatory or something. It's like, dude, I'm just waiting for the song to start so it can be fucking over and like end, you know what I mean, just as soon as possible. It never does, just fucking on that loop, fucking fucking over and over again. It's like, wow, it's fucking some kind of special fucking hell. Yeah, the game, it's, Warrior Within, it's pretty, typical fucking sequel territory. It's just, it's pretty much taking what, you know, what was in the Sands of Time and making it bigger and fucking more complex. And, it's actually pretty impressive, just, you know, how big of a leap it is in terms of, like, size and shit. It's, like, way bigger than fucking, the Sands of Time. It probably took me twice as long, you know what I mean? Like, Sands of Time was, like, 6 hours, maybe. This is like maybe like 15, I think. I don't know how much of that was fucking around with like, you know, controllers and all that bullshit. But, yeah, it's just, you know, combat encounters are fucking, you know, there's more to them. There's more fucking like bosses and fucking whatever, mid bosses, and you know, a lot more enemies to fight. And, It's like non-linear, pretty much, almost like open world, you know. It's like fucking Sands of Time is pretty much just like straightforward, just alright, just go, and you know, pretty much where you're headed, and just fucking, the puzzles are pretty much just fucking, like, the traversal puzzles are like, alright, well, how do I, it'll show you where you gotta go, and just fucking, like, how do I get there, you know. Warrior Within, I was getting fucking lost, like, a lot. It's just fucking, like, I don't know, fucking, I beat some section, and now what, you know what I mean? It's fucking... Oh, he has, like, an open room. He can fucking turn a lever, and it fucking opens up four different ways, and fucking you go one way, and, hopefully you fucking did what you had to do. Then it fucking loops back to that fucking room, and it's like, all right, well, now I'm pulling this lever again, and which way did I go? And, you know what I mean? It's confusing as shit. Again, impressive that it's fucking, they did that fucking, after just like a pretty much straightforward linear game. It's like, wow, again, it wasn't like that common of a thing to have like fucking non-linear fucking shit. Again, almost like it's going to like the Metroidvania type thing where you can go back and forth, I guess, but, no, I mean, not quite. So you're getting, well, maybe you are getting like, dude, so it is, again, this is, so this, I guess this goes into more fucking like Tomb Raider territory. It's getting there. But anyway, it's just impressive just, you know, how much more involved and, like, connected it is and fucking, you know, the world is. Yeah, the problem is just, it's just really fucking confusing, where you go sometimes. And, you know, again, I say, like, open world, but it's not like you're in a fucking, like, open field, you know what I mean? It's just, like, most of these levels are just fucking just all, like, these tight spaces, you know? Tight hallways that lead to other fucking tight hallways or lead to fucking like a little open room and shit where, you know, you're getting, you know, some of the shit's like fixed camera, some of it's fucking, free, you know, some of it looks the fucking same, like identical, you're doing the same thing twice to get to a fucking area and just like, or like reverse and going like another way. And, and then to make it even more confusing, they have like a, you know, a past and a present version of everything, so it's like fucking, you know, almost like a light and dark world from like Link to the Past or something, where it's like fucking, oh, it's the same area, but now it's fucking, you know what I mean, it's more like this area in ruins, and you get to like certain other places, but only at this time period, and you have to go to these fucking rooms to you know, either go back and forth to fucking from time to time or whatever, past or present. So yeah, it just gets really fucking confusing. I'm just like, like a lot of times, I'm just like, I don't know, like, where the fuck you want me to go, or like whatever, you know what I mean? Or just fucking like, you know, I'll stop the game, then I'll restart it. Just like, what the fuck, like where was I? What am I doing? I have no clue. You know, it's just, plus all the fucking enemies respawn after a while, so it's like you can't even use that as like a guide or a gauge of just like, all right, well, this guy's over here, so I must have to go this way. Like, you know, even like fucking, there'll be like, you know, like kind of like mid boss guys or whatever. Even they'll fucking like, all right, I beat him, then I went forward a little bit, and then like fucking I got turned around and I'm like, oh, is it the same room? Well, the boss respawned, so like, you know what I mean? You think like, oh, I still have to go this way, but no, it was just the same guy. They just fucking respawned, whatever. But I get fucking really lost sometimes for like a fucking hour, at least a fucking hour, just fucking replaying the, you know, same fucking shit. I'm just like, I'm like, dude, I just fucking play like almost the entire fucking game like over again. You know what I mean? Just because I get fucking lost. Yeah, it's just, again, you see a path, you wonder where it leads, or, you know, or if you fucking like opened a door or fucking like pull the lever or change something and fucking it, maybe it fucking opened up another path and just like whatever. Yeah, it's just ridiculous, you know what I mean? It's just hoping to fucking find your way back, something you fucking recognize, and just fucking, like, yeah, again, I ended up fucking repeating, like, half the fucking game until I found a fucking new path. I'm like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, cutscene triggered, oh, thank God, I'm fucking know what the fuck I'm doing. There's a map, you can fucking open it up, and they'll be like, oh, there'll be an X of, like, oh, go here, and, like, fucking, like, oh, that sounds, like, helpful, and you wish it was, but, honestly, one of the worst fucking maps I've ever fucking used. Yeah, it's just like a static fucking drawing of the entire like game, like the entire like fucking game world, just like fucking, I don't know, like a 3/4 fucking perspective, you'd call it. It's fucking, it's like a zoomed out, like fucking, like, oh, here, you know, castle here and a fucking like whatever forest here, and just, you know what I mean, just fucking like all these buildings like all like real close together, and they're all like tall and like fucking on top of each other all from like a fucking whatever, like zoomed out, like, you know, angled fucking perspective. And they all, you know, there's no like in, no interiors either, so it's just like fucking like, oh, shit on top of shit on top of shit, and just fucking like and just the outside of them, so as well, it doesn't show you like pathways or anything. And it's just fucking, it'll be like an X, and just fucking like, oh, okay. And like, it's not like you don't really move as you move, like in the building. So it's just like, oh, you're in this area, which is fucking, could be like a tangled web of fucking shit. And, you know, it's 4 different fucking openings that go somewhere else, and they're little hallways that aren't really, you know what I mean? You still won't move while you're in them. Like, your guy on the map will move. So it's like, dude, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, I don't know, really one of the worst fucking maps I've seen in the fucking game. I mean, it was funny too, because I'm like fucking, yeah, I'm fucking like, all right, where the fuck do I go? And like, as soon as I open up the map, I'm like, dude, I did, yeah, I played this game fucking when it came out, like, however many years ago, like fucking, 10, 15 fucking years ago or whatever, and just fucking, I'm like, all right, where do I go? Fucking open up the map, and like immediately it fucking just like clicks in my head, like, this looks really familiar, because I remember being fucking like so lost before, you know what I mean? It was bad enough that I fucking like it triggered something. I get fucking triggered by that fucking map. I'm just like, yeah, I remember doing this like a lot fucking back then too. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. So again, as nitpicky as it is about some shit, in the game, it is really fucking, again, it's fucking really fucking ambitious compared to fucking, the first game. So some pretty good boss fights, you know, fucking, giant trolls and shit. You gotta like, you stun them, you fucking hit their fucking ankles and shit, then you fucking climb up them, and hit them in the head till you can fucking just stab them in the fucking back and shit afterwards. Almost like, was that like Resident Evil, I think, did that do that, or Resident Evil 4, or like Shadow of Mordor maybe too, where it's like fucking you're up on like a giant fucking like troll or fucking monster, and it's fucking like, oh, you're fucking hitting them in the head, and then like they fucking go to grab you, and you fucking like gotta you know, they're grabbing you with the fucking, you know, one, to the right, you gotta fucking, oh, I gotta fucking scramble to the left, scramble to the right, and fucking, like, try to avoid them grabbing you off their back and shit. Pretty cool, but I'm pretty sure this is one of the first, if not, you know, the first of doing that shit. Yeah, just fucking, you know, you get fucking crazy, you know, the crazy environmental traps you can fucking throw enemies into, or you can fucking, you know, throw them off fucking ledges and shit, and, again, I was saying it's fucking, it's kind of like the Batman combat, or pretty standard now. The fucking just, you know, fucking block, fucking hop over somebody's head, fucking, you know, that type of shit. Plus, you really gotta rely on the fucking the time powers there. Just fucking like, oh, I gotta fucking slow down time and fucking, you know what I mean? Dual wield fucking, you know, can dual wield weapons. You can throw one of them and fucking, you know. So there's a lot more to it. Again, it is fucking just like just impressive. Just how far they took it. You know, and it is fucking. It can get challenging. I mean, there are some fucking, you know, a couple like cheap moves you can fucking rely on like almost all the time. Again, I'm just like fucking like, oh, I'll throw my weapon, you know, two hand this one and fucking like for these guys and fucking you just spin around in a fucking circle and just fucking do that a few times and fucking like, oh, I can hop over this guy's head and fucking hit him. You know what I mean? I can do that like fucking five times. I'll fucking die. And then, certain ones are like fucking, oh, well, I can't do that. Or they fucking like block me. So I gotta fucking, you know, I'll throw my weapon at them. Then I'll fucking one hand so I can, you know, as I hop over their head, I fucking like whatever, throw them or whatever. And then you just fucking throw people off fucking ledges and shit. And just like shit like that. Yeah, just, yeah, it is fucking like hard or whatever. It does get fucking like, you know, tough until you fucking realize, you know, a lot of the cheap bullshit that you can pull off. Pretty cool. And just, yeah, I was again, back to the fucking trying to make my controller fucking work. I looked in like the Steam forums and, trying to find something to fucking work and, yeah, just you know, there's a lot of fucking complaints of just, oh, this game's too fucking difficult, like, you know, it's too hard, it's too long, like, whatever, and, it, you know, it is fucking hard, you know what I mean, it's kind of cool, it's fucking, it is cool that fucking, again, it's, you know, still don't see that too often nowadays, it's fucking like, oh, this game's, like, fucking not afraid, just fucking like, oh, I know, you're gonna have to keep fucking, keep at it till you fucking figure this shit out, because, you know, oh, yeah, another thing, too, is probably to get more, like, technical bullshit. I'm fucking, like, streaming it or whatever, but, I'm fucking playing it and fucking streaming it, and just fucking, as I'm playing, for whatever reason, just, like, ran, like, the first fucking couple times I was playing it, I was streaming it was fucking fine, and then, like, fucking the next day, I fucking started up, and it just got, like, wicked, like, choppy and shit, and, like, framey, and just fucking, like, slow motion bullshit, where, you know, where it wasn't supposed to, just fucking, like, looked like shit, and was fucking playing like shit. I'm just like, dude, what the fuck is going on? But I was using just fucking how I normally fucking stream, you know, stream games, you know, I'm using, like, OBS and shit, and it's fucking, like, I can set, like, a game, so it's, like, fucking, I won't get too technical, but I was doing, like, game capture, just fucking capturing the game, and for whatever reason, just fucking, like, made it, like, run like shit, and then I do, like, fuck, I switched to fucking, like, monitor capture, and it worked fine, but whatever, I'm not gonna, whatever, fucking, some weird bugs in the game, go figure for a fucking old fucking PC game, trying to make it work, But yeah, I was saying, if I, as I was looking at how to fix that and my fucking controller issues and shit, just the Steam discussion, just, you know, just fucking, the combat's too hard, the game's too fucking complex, and it's too long and shit, and again, yeah, the combat's not easy, it's just fucking like, you know, you gotta learn those fucking certain moves and shit, but, I didn't think it was hard enough to fucking complain about. I mean, it did get fucking frustrating in some instances where it's just fucking like, you know, it's fucking like, oh, it's just good. Like, it'll go on, like, so long, like, between, like, checkpoints, just fucking like, oh, you gotta, you know, it's like, oh, I got fucked up, but I'm still good, and you just, like, go, and then, like, you know, 10 minutes later, you get fucked up, and it's just like, oh, restart, yeah, like, fucking, like, way back, you just gotta do, like, the whole run again, so that's pretty rough, but again, it's just, I wouldn't complain about that, it just makes it, like, fucking challenging, you know? I was thinking just, you know, through the fucking people on Steam saying that, it's like, yeah, I bet a lot of them are playing with a fucking mouse and keyboard, and it's probably a fucking goddamn nightmare doing it like that, you know, with all the combat, and, Yeah, that's why I took the time to, you know, I took that fucking hour or whatever to get the fucking controller working. Because, man, I was, you know, after playing, like, Sands of Time, I was just, like, thinking about, like, just doing that shit with the fucking keyboard and mouse. Is like, all these fucking, like, enemies and shit. It's just like, well, it's probably a fucking disaster. But, yeah, Prince of Persia, Warrior Within, and Sands of Time. You get a twofer. Two Towers, too. Is it Two Towers, Two Thrones? The Prince of Persia, the Two Thrones. Then we'll do Return of the Prince. Yeah, this is whatever. They're both really good fucking games. Again, what Warrior Within is probably, I want to call it like an absolute fucking classic, like Sands of Time. And you know, I think again, it's laudable. It's fucking impressive that they fucking. They were that ambitious with Warrior Within, but it's just, and it's still fun to play and shit, but just fucking, like, Sands of Time, just, like, such a fucking, just, like, this is just fucking a classic game. But if you're gonna play, I wouldn't recommend just jumping into fucking Warrior Within. Play fucking Sands of Time first, and, like, at least you have an idea what the fuck you're doing before you jump into, Warrior Within. Otherwise, you're probably fucking really frustrated pretty quick. And again, I'll probably do the next two of them, because I just, that's how I am. I gotta catch them all. And I'll take a break. We're running fucking really long for whatever reason. So, yeah. Yeah, I want to tell you a secret. I hope you can keep a secret, because I'm gonna talk about one right here. It's actually an entire world that's got to be kept a secret. It's called the Secret World. I talked about this game called The Park a while back. It's a horror game slash like walking simulator that I surprisingly I really liked it when I played it. Go back to whatever the fuck episode it was. I don't know. I don't keep notes like that fucking handy, and God knows I'm not gonna fucking go back and check and edit. But I did talk about it. I know. So I played that and I liked it, and I found out it was based on an MMO called The Secret World, which I had my eye on for a while, but like it looked interesting and shit, but I'm not a big fucking MMO fucking person, you know. Being fucking pretty fucking antisocial and all that shit. And fucking as I explained earlier, fucking anti grinding, anti fucking collecting. Don't like doing that shit. So fucking MMOs, fucking I'm not fucking big on them. But you know, after playing The Park, I'm like, dude, that's like just the the world, the secret world looked interesting and shit, and just like the art and the fucking just like how it is. So again, it's not like a fucking like fantasy like fucking Warcraft fucking ripoff or any of that. It's just fucking and plus it's fucking it's been all game came out like fucking whatever like 4 years ago or something. And at this point now, you don't gotta pay a fucking subscription. Just fucking, it's not even it's not like a free to play fucking garbage, fucking nickel and dime you have of microtransactions to fucking like do anything like that. It's just a pretty much straight fucking, as far as I can tell, just fucking pay once and you're fucking done type of deal, like a fucking normal game. And plus, I bought it fucking dirt cheap on fucking whatever, one of the Steam sales or I think fucking whatever. The Park was on sale when I fucking bought it, and after I fucking played it, I'm like fucking, oh, this is fucking like wicked cheap too. The Secret World MMO, so I'm like fucking, I just bought it then. And plus, after again, I'm like fucking, oh, I keep playing like just marathon of these fucking Prince of Persia games and playing fucking Overwatch. I'm just like, I need something fucking different. Something different to fucking something different to fucking play, so fuck it. You know what I mean? Why not? I'll fucking dive into this. Played it for a little bit, and just felt, it seemed fucking to live up to the first M in the fucking MMO genre. Pretty massive. So I was just fucking like thinking, like, all right, how am I gonna fucking do? I've only after playing it for like few hours or whatever, maybe like 5-6 at this point, and just fucking like how would I even fucking talk about this? It's fucking just, you know what I mean, I barely know what the fuck I'm doing. But maybe if I keep at it, maybe I'll have to do like a Chronicles or a fucking day by day type fucking daily journal type fucking discussion. I don't know, who knows. Give it a shot. So the game starts off, you get your character creator, like you'd expect for any fucking RPG that lets you do that. Nothing crazy to it. It's not like you can't get like too in depth. You get a lot of like presets, like whatever. I mean, but you only be a fucking average human. You know what I mean? It's not like you're fucking like races or any shit like that. I don't think. It's pretty much like, yeah, you're a dude or a fucking chick, and just fucking like whatever. He has some preset bullshit, and again, not too many fucking like nutty fucking options. Not like fucking like whatever forearms or any of that shit. Just fucking so I'm like, all right, whatever. Just make a fucking normal person. And I pretty much made fucking Travis Bickle from Taxi Driver, and I have a tendency to do that. You know what I mean? I'm fucking whatever. Start like a Saints Row game or something. Just fucking like, oh, give him a fucking a mohawk, a fucking camo jacket, some fucking army boots, and as it's playing later on, you get to pick your what weapons you want to start with, and you know, you get your choice of like whatever, like, you know, machine gun, fucking shotgun, you know, sledgehammers and fucking whatever, like magic bullshit. And I gave him fucking dual pistols. I'm like, fucking, like, oh, whatever, pretend these fucking just pop out of his fucking jacket, and there we go. He got a melee weapon too, so I gave him a fucking katana, whatever. And then I named him Gruntus Sticky Fingers of the Press, and there we go, and that's my guy. See, it seems to be story-based game, just, you know, fucking fully fucking voice acted cutscenes, and they're decent. I mean, it reminds me of like the Star Wars MMO, The Old Republic, which I played quite a bit of that. As far as my experience with fucking MMOs go, I mean, again, I'm not huge on them, but fucking, I played the Star Wars one, I played The Old Republic, I played Defiance, which, if you want, it definitely wasn't MMO, but some people are like, oh, it's not a fucking MMO, or for whatever reason, but it definitely was. It was just fucking, you know, action-based. It wasn't like the fucking traditional fucking, tab, fucking, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, fucking hotkey type shit. It was just fucking, like, whatever. It was just fucking, like, oh, yeah, you actually had to fucking aim and shoot people, but you had fucking all this fucking gear and whatever. And, you know, but the most recent one before this probably was Neverwinter and whatever. I was playing on fucking Xbox One because it was whatever. It was free and wasn't a bad game. But, I mean, that's about it as far as, you know, my MMO knowledge goes. Never got into the fucking World of Warcraft shit. And, again, fucking going back to the game that won't be fucking named. One of those deals where that was, like, such, like, a fucking, like, huge deal, and just everybody was fucking playing it. I was just, like, I don't know, I was fucking, again, same bullshit, like, I hate fucking grinding, I hate fucking this shit, I'm just fucking whatever, I'm not gonna fuck, I hate fucking socializing, and I never did it, and it's just funny that fucking people, you hear people, like, people still play fucking games now. I played fucking World of Warcraft, like, fucking, like, 10 years or whatever, and just fucking, like, and, like, oh, what's your biggest, gaming regret? And just fucking most of them, like, that I fucking spent so much time playing fucking World of Warcraft. What a waste. I wish I never did that, and, you know what I mean? But whatever. Anyway, yeah, and just, again, just taking the games that I have played, just fucking, it's just the secret world seems like a mix of you know, the fucking, the, again, the story base, like the polished story missions of you know, Star Wars, The Old Republic, and again, more like action based, like Defiance, even though it is fucking, it does have like the traditional fucking MMO control shit, or it's fucking tab over and just like whatever. But at least you're like, you know, you're shooting people and you're fucking, you know, meleeing them and fucking like whatever. Even if it is fucking like hotkey and like whatever, you still have like full control. Like, you know, if you double tap in a direction, your guy fucking like flips and dodges and shit. You can like jump and just fucking like whatever. So. Yeah, just, again, plus, like, you know, the enemies of fucking Defiance, too, at this point. Right now, I'm fighting, like, fucking, like, zombies and shit. And, plus, like, whatever. So it starts off, you know, after the character shit, you start off, you get to pick a faction. You get the Illuminati, the Templars, or the Dragons, and, you know, you read the descriptions of what each faction is, and I was almost certain. I'm like, fucking, like, I'm reading them, and fucking, like, I'm like, I'm probably gonna pick the Dragons, because it's, said something about them being agents of chaos or some shit, so I was like, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Of course I want to do that, you know? But, before you pick them, you can watch these videos, that just go into, like, more depth about, like, what they're about, you know? You know, it just explains more about what each faction is. And, yeah, it turns out, like, the Dragons are, like, it seems like they're, like, Japanese philosophers or some shit. And, you know, the video is just all this fucking, like, Asian fucking, you know, Far East fucking mysticism and bullshit. And, you know, the entire video is fucking subtitled, and they're fucking speaking like Japanese, and just fucking, I'm like, dude, I don't know. Like, again, I'm not sure like what I'm getting into, but I'm pretty sure, I don't want the entire fucking game of all fucking, you know, all my fucking story missions being fucking subtitled in fucking Japanese and shit. So I was just like, ah, fuck that. I'm not even gonna fucking take the chance of doing that. And, Plus, it wasn't as fucking chaotic as I thought it was going to be. It wasn't like they were like agents of chaos, just fucking like, oh, we tipped the fucking scales in our favor. And it was like, oh, whatever, you guys seem pretty lame. And then the Illuminati seemed pretty fucking gay, too. Just kind of like the real fucking Illuminati bullshit. Just all we're sneaky, fucking shadowy, fucking faggots and fucking conspiracy theory bullshit and all subterfuge and fucking spying and fucking blah, blah, blah. And, oh, we hide in plain sight. And, yeah, that's not me. I'm more of a fucking face-to-face, go-fuck-yourself kind of guy. So I'm just like, oh, you know, fuck you guys off the bat. So I went with the Templars, and just seemed like they're, you know, straightforward, just, you know, we just kill shit type of group. I'm like, I'm down with that. And again, watching the videos, they have, they had demons just chained up. They're using for fucking target practice. And, yeah, it was just a little sketchy because, you know, most games I played, anything like Templar or fucking anything based on the fucking Templars, you know, any game or like story, it's just, they usually end up being fucking like insufferable, fucking religious, fucking, you know, pious, fucking boring assholes. Like, but, you know, like the Brotherhood of Steel from fucking Fallout, where it's like fucking like, oh, these guys seem like, you know, straight up, you know, pretty cool, like whatever. And they always turn up being fucking dicks, you know, or like the Templar Knights from fucking Dragon Age, or whatever, whoever the fuck that bitch was, fucking Cassandra, the fucking French fucking Templar. It's just like, dude, you're just a cunt. Like, you know what I mean? You just fucking seem like a piece of shit. But I was just like, whatever, just fucking, just based on what I know. I mean, maybe they'll turn out that way, but I'm like, all right, it seems like the best choice is fucking go with them. So game starts anyway, and it just starts out, and you're just a normal dude, and for like, you know, that opening cutscene anyway, just fucking like, oh, I'm a dude, I'm fucking sleeping in bed, and then a bee flies in your fucking window and goes in your mouth, and then you get superpowers, you know, I guess that's what happens if you eat a bee, and you start fucking floating around your fucking apartment, and you're fucking shit up, and, yeah, I mean, that's how it starts, and some broad comes up to your door and fucking blah blah blah, you know, you're special, you have fucking special powers, come with me to the secret world, and there you go, that's the setup. Or, you know, it's basically there's all these, like, you know, secret societies and fucking, you know, people with fucking mystical powers underneath all the normies, all the fucking the normal, the mundane fucking world, and you know, that's you know, the secret world, if you will, if you want to call it that. So I started out in fucking London, and I guess that's, you know, that's because I picked the Templars, I'm guessing. I don't know if you picked another faction, maybe you started whatever in Japan, if you picked whoever and fucking whatever. But it's just like fucking like, ah, cool, I'm just walking like this pretty modern fucking, you know, or it might have been like somewhat futuristic, just, you know, modern city, just fucking wandering around. pretty big and dense, I guess, and just fucking, you know, quite a few NPCs, and just fucking, you know, all these fucking quest lines popping up, and just fucking, I guess, I see all this shit, and just fucking, like, I'm just, like, kind of, like, nervous, but, like, I don't want to start doing all these fucking side missions, and, you know, they say they're hard or whatever. You know, as I'm going through, you know, I saw a few actual fucking players running around and shit. I'm just fucking like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know, the game's 4 years old, whatever. People are still fucking playing it, and just, you know, see a few people fucking running around, whatever. And then I went to the Templar headquarters, and it's fucking just like in you know, giant like castle or whatever, just all infested with cats and shit. So it's like, once again, I'm like, ah, it's like the cat faction. That's pretty cool. Like whatever. At least it's not like fucking like something dumb like dogs or fucking birds or some shit. So you go to went to the training area. You can fuck around with again, I was saying the video showed all these demons like chained up and shit. They were just fucking like shooting at and yeah, is where, you know, they give you the choice of what you want to start out with, and just fucking, you know, again, it's just, you know, modern weapons, fucking, you know, you want these pistols, you want a shotgun, you want an assault rifle, a fucking, you know, RPG, what the fuck ever. So again, as I already said, I picked the dual pistols, the katana, and just fucking like whatever. Travis Bickle is what he uses, I guess, and fucking, and plus it reminded me of like a fucking Shadowrun, you know what I mean? Running around fucking, dual pistols and a fucking, I guess it was only one pistol, but, a pistol and a fucking katana, like the 360 Shadowrun. You get all set up and they, And then they end up sending you like an actual like hub area, like fucking, this is the real hub, I guess. What I can tell is just fucking like, just fucking all these portals everywhere to fucking different, different levels. And, it's just like a, in the middle of a tree or some shit. It's just fucking like actual like branches everywhere and just fucking like all these like shortcuts and like whatever, all like mystical bullshit. And just like, as soon as I fucking entered it, I'm just like, dude, holy shit. I mean, there's like a fucking lot of people in there. Like, that's like the main area. Just fucking like hundreds of fucking people, just fucking packed, not that I was going to fucking talk to anybody or fucking group up again. It's being antisocial fucking MMO to me just means fucking, all right, how far can I get fucking playing solo and not having to fucking talk to anybody? But anyway, it's cool. It's just fucking like, oh, cool. Look at all these fucking people. That's pretty sweet. But then I entered one of the portals. That was the quest. I ended up in a fucking like small modern like New England town. I don't know, fucking Maine maybe. Maine, fucking Massachusetts, fucking New Hampshire. I don't know. But it was, it's infested with fucking zombies and fucking other fucking things and fucking Wendigos and bullshit. And then I found a cowboy sitting by a fire eating beans, and he gave me a quest to go investigate some dead bodies the zombies were eating. And, again, it's just like, hey, that's cool. I mean, fucking just weird shit and just the right amount of like horror and fucking really dumb shit. And you can go fucking jump on cars. It sets off an alarm, the car alarm, and all the zombies come to it. And then, there's gas cans on the ground. You can fucking like set them on fire and fucking like, fucking lure the zombies into the fucking fire, and they fucking get set on fire and then they die. And pretty cool. Again, just fucking, saying it is that fucking MMO combat. Tab over, hit tab to cycle through your fucking enemies, and all your abilities and shit. It's again, just in this case, you have like, I have like, pistols or different, katana strikes and all that shit. They're all in the number keys, like fucking, like one's a fucking your normal shot, and you do a couple of those, you build up a meter, then you can hit fucking two, and it just like a rapid fire into a group of people, and you'll like spread damage or whatever. And it's all like real time, and it's real time, and all that shit's in like cooldowns, and you can strafe, you can dodge like a fucking normal third person shooter to fucking, get away from shit. And again, I kind of wish it was just they just fucking get rid of like the MMO, like that bullshit combat of fucking, I almost wish it was just more like Twitch based or whatever, or just just aim and shoot type of deal. Just fucking like, I don't know why it isn't, but, maybe it's easier to fucking do or like whatever. I don't know. But, I just find using the fucking, the number keys kind of fucking clunky, especially when you're trying to maneuver around and all that, and just fucking like, I'm trying to fucking strafe with Q, then I got to fucking hit like one. So I'm doing, you're doing like the fucking like weird, like claw, like fucking finger over fucking finger or fucking like whatever. And you're fucking looking around with the fucking mouse and all that. And, it's just, again, it's me, maybe it's just because I'm not fucking that experienced in fucking MMOs or whatever. It just seems like weird and clunky to me. Even when I played like the Star Wars, like the Old Republic, I just learned, like, yeah, I played that long enough that I'm like, all right, it's fucking pretty comfortable fucking playing that shit. It's been a while, but, I also learned to fucking like, how to map all the fucking, like all your attacks and shit, not on the fucking number keys. Like if you put them on, all the keys around like your movement keys, you know what I mean? So if you're moving with fucking, you're moving with fucking WASD, You just put like all your shit. That's, you know, like it's something that's on like a huge cooldown, like a, you know what I mean, like a huge, like powerful thing. You put it wherever. You're not gonna use it that often, but you know, all the shit that you're using like all the time, you'd map to like all the keys around, like your movement keys or like whatever, like EQ, like RF, like all that shit. You know what I mean? So it's like fucking as you're moving, you just fucking just like, just fucking easy. Just fucking one little move over with, you know what I mean? With your finger, you just fucking constantly have like access to them rather than fucking this big reach to fucking one and two and like, oh fuck, I hit the wrong one. All the way. I think it's, you can do up to like seven. So it's like one through fucking seven. It's kind of ridiculous. But I mean, you can't really do that in the secret world because those keys, you know what I mean? There is fucking like all that movement. Like you are like strafing, you know, there's a left and a right strafe and fucking, you know, back dash and fucking like whatever, all that shit. You know, a sprint button and just, again, I was just, I'm sure I'll get used to it. I just wish it was fucking, just give me like, you know, just give me a fucking, instead of having like seven fucking abilities, give me, you know, whatever, just give me like fucking, you know, a few of them, you know, fucking give me three of them. I could fucking put, you know, just left click, right click and fucking, you know, shift or something. You know what I mean? Just, maybe I could use a fucking controller for the fucking game. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm just a fucking scumbag. I don't know. Maybe I'm a fucking casual, dirty, casual fucking MMO player. I'm, you know what I mean? People would fucking hate that, but. I'm not gonna buy one of those fucking specialty fucking MMO fucking mice with fucking, you know what I mean, a million keys on it and fucking binds and fucking macros and blah blah blah. Fuck that. I actually ended up buying a fucking mouse and keyboard. I'll get to that later, my hardware report. But yeah, I mean, the game's cool so far. I mean, I'm fucking looking a fucking phone book and there's all these ads for stores with like fucking like pun names, like pun horror names. And one of them was like fucking, oh, HP Arts and Crafts. I'm like, yeah, again, that's just the right mixture of fucking like cool and weird and fucking stupid. And that's pretty goddamn cool. So yeah, I've been running around that fucking town for fucking hours and, yeah, no, not exactly sure what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing. It's, you know, there's all these quests scattered around all over the place, and I'll pick them up, I'll do them, and just fucking, you know, get lost with some of them. Like, you know, some they'll give you like, just go here, and here's a marker, and then like other ones like, look in the phone book and figure this shit out. And I think the main quest line just is something like, ask the town people about the mysterious fog that rolled in. It's like, okay, I'll do that. But, it doesn't give you any fucking like quest markers to follow. And the fucking town's pretty big. It's just like, all right, just wander around, I guess, and fucking talk to people. Cause, you know, again, there's no markers in the map for which NPCs to talk to. And, you know, it's not like fucking, you know, I'll get the option for someone to talk about the fog and I'll fucking do that. And like, it's not like it's like a check mark or something next to the names. And, just whatever. Just like, again, I haven't been playing it too long. Just fucking, I'm still just like wandering around, fucking kind of lost, like whatever. And, you know, the UI is kind of confusing. It's just, you know, shit popping up everywhere and just fucking hotkeys to bring up fucking menus that are fucking baffling in themselves. And, another active side quest I got is just fucking, it says like, oh, you need a code to fucking, you know, look under a rock and there's a keypad and fucking like, you know, they gave you a hint about the code you gotta fucking do. And like, I was looking for a certain paper to fucking find the code. And then I'm like, fucking like, wait, I thought I found it. And I'm like, fucking like, wait a minute, it's not on here. And, I was just fucking like, all right, well, how do I check back to, you know, how do I look at like the initial thing the fucking quest was? And it's fucking like, I don't know, it's a fucking mess. And just, you know, like, where's like a detailed fucking quest log? It's like, I have no fucking clue. And again, I'm sure it's something to get used to, but again, I just wish it was simpler and, you know, more of a fucking action RPG / MMO thing than just like a, you know, this typical MMO fucking, oh, here's a million fucking menus. Jesus Christ, what the fuck is this shit? Again, I'm sure fucking, I'll get used to it after a while, but whatever. I did summon a cat that gave me bonus XP for a while. That was good. But then I died and he disappeared. And, you know, how I bring up the fucking the menu for like pets and summons and shit. I have no clue. Like I saw it when I first fucking like, you know, activated the fucking cap. Then I'm like, all right, well, I look at that screen again. I have fucking no idea. So is he just gone? I have no clue. Then I saw some like a player character fucking driving by on a fucking motorcycle. So I'm assuming that's like his mount or whatever. And just like, dude, this game is fucking weird. It's pretty fucking cool, but I am fucking lost. So yeah, I keep playing that. I'll give you the update, I guess, as time goes on. Hopefully I'll figure it out. But moving on from that, talk about some Berserk. If you recall, another one I talked about a little while ago, I talked about the anime fucking movie series, whatever the fuck, I watched called Berserk. And again, despite it being an anime, I really liked it, mostly because it was, you know, super violent and dark. And it's where Dark Souls got a lot of its visual inspiration from. You know, their armor and their fucking demons and all that shit is fucking pretty much came from, a lot of it came from fucking Berserk. It wasn't a bad movie, the three that I watched anyway. I guess it's besides those fucking movies and the fucking whatever, the original fucking manga fucking comic book that it came from, I guess there's a new season of the show started up, Berserk, but again, not the three movies that I fucking, that I watched. It's a separate series, whatever. But more interestingly, and a new game got announced called Berserk. I mean, yeah, go figure. For now, it's called Berserk. It says working title Berserk, I guess, is the official title of it for now. But it's being made by Koei Tecmo, I think. That's the way. Tecmo. As the guys who do fucking the Dynasty Warriors games, and it could be fucking rad. I mean, it could be really fucking cool. I mean, again, it was just like a fucking Dynasty Warriors game with fucking, you know, Berserk fucking demons and shit and fucking all that. Could be cool. They released a short trailer for the game, and it's pretty much what you'd expect. Is, you know, the main character is fucking Guts. He's fucking running around with a giant sword and he's cutting hundreds of fucking dudes in half, and, you know, fucking rivers of fucking blood and gore fucking spilling out everywhere. So, pretty cool. And again, I enjoy the occasional fucking Dynasty Warriors game or fucking Samurai Warriors or whatever the fuck. Any of them. Musai, whatever the fuck. Any of those games. Super bloody one of those. Fucking demons and shit. And fucking, why not? Again, there's not too much out there about it right now. Just, you know, who knows, you know, I don't know, maybe they'll make it more, like, story-based, you know, maybe they'll be, like, fucking, like, whatever, like, other things to do other than fucking go out into a fucking giant field and fucking slaughter a fucking million dudes to get to the boss, you know, all these fucking bosses and shit, and, maybe they'll be, like, fucking smaller levels and, like, who knows, but whatever, just definitely fucking keeping an eye on that anyway, because it fucking sounds cool, it fucking looks cool, and, supposed to come out in the fall. Pretty much all that's known at this point, except we'll probably watch that trailer because it's pretty cool. That's that. But let's move on to some, I threatened and I'm going to make good on the boring PC hardware updates. Just because, you know, as I become one with the, PC master race, you know, you probably noticed, more and more bullshit about fucking, you know, me dicking around with, you know, controllers and programs and this and that, trying, you know, basically shit that's not fucking games, just fucking like, oh, I'm trying to get this to work, trying to get that to work, and fucking around with all this bullshit. Yeah, I mean, again, that's the downside of fucking PC gaming, because, you know, hey, I play on just about fucking everything and fucking anything, and, any fucking console I can get my fucking hand on, doesn't matter, fucking, you know, PC gaming, and, you know, they all their fucking ups and downs. And, on that note, I'm just saying, you know, hardware and shit, I alluded to it earlier, I got a new, keyboard and mouse, and, Yeah, you know, got all that fucking, you know, I got one of those there fancy mouse pads I've been hearing about too, rather than using my fucking just the hardcover fucking book that I've been using. Again, nothing special, just fucking standard shit. Just put it on top of the hardcover book and there you go, it's fine, whatever. That's the mouse pad. And then the keyboard and the mouse, there's something else, let me tell you. You know, I just pretty much went onto Amazon, just searched gaming keyboard and mouse, and bought the top-rated one that was, you know, wasn't like ridiculously expensive. It was like $40, like whatever, for both of them. And you know, I didn't even really think about it. I'm just fucking like, oh, whatever. It's got good ratings. It's pretty fucking cheap. Like whatever. Just it is what it is. I mean, fuck, it's got to be better than fucking what I've been using. So it was fucking, I barely fucking looked at it. And then I open up the package, just like, dude, this is fucking ridiculous. And just like, fucking ridiculous fucking peripheral, like whatever. Just first off, they light up, like both of them fucking light up, and then fucking, you know, red, blue, green, orange. And they fucking like looking at my mouse right now, it's fucking changing colors. It's like, oh, blue and pink. Then it kind of fades into like a greenish fucking yellow and red. And it's fucking like, dude, this thing is fucking Jesus Christ. Fucking absurd. And then the keyboard too is fucking like huge. It's fucking like, it's massive, like whatever. It's not even like fucking all this fucking room for whatever reason. Just, you know what I mean? Just fucking just empty space all around it. Just fucking like, oh, here's the keys. And here's like a bunch of fucking plastic for whatever reason. I don't know. Like I will say, fucking, does have like nice fucking raised up buttons, like fucking, you know what I mean? Like high profile, like fucking nice and fucking like squishy, like, you know, you really, really, yeah, I like that a lot better than the fucking, what came with my fucking computer's shitty fucking Acer, fucking just like, you know, almost like flat, just fucking, you know, nothing to them. Yeah, like, no, like, give to them, just fucking like, did I hit that? I don't know, like, fucking just kind of like, you know, barely any fucking play to them. But yeah, this one here has got fucking, like, nice give. It's, you know, feels like you really fucking pound on them like a fucking animal. And then, like, the keys are fucking, like, recessed, too. Like, you know, you can feel, like, your fingers actually fucking lay on them. So again, with the one I was using, everything's just fucking just, like, flat. Just fucking, like, I don't know, fucking blah, blah, blah. So, again, yeah, that feels better. You know, plus, you know, I was bitching about my fucking hand cramping up after, like, a minute of playing with the fucking mouse. Just, like, my hand just fucking, like, gets, like, immediate fucking, like, cramps and fucking arthritis and shit. This mouse, like, the mouse buttons, it's, like, fucking, cool, dude. My fucking, like, fingers, like, actually, like, rest in it. You know what I mean? Like, it fucking feels like I have my fucking hand, like, my fingers on something rather than fucking, again, just fucking, it's like, this flat fucking, like, fucking claw your way to fucking making a fucking click type of shit. So that's much more fucking comfortable. And, you know, again, I just got it like yesterday. So after a day of using them, it's fucking, I'd say the Hirali, not like Hillary, not like fucking Hillary Clinton, but, Hirali, that's the brand name, then a bunch of fucking, I'm guessing Chinese fucking letters, characters all over it, and, yeah, not bad, not enough for whatever, like $40, it's not fucking bad at all. Again, I'm glad nobody can fucking see me using them, because it's fucking like, Jesus, this is like shit I'd fucking make fun of people, like, endlessly for, using this fucking, these stupid, like, light up fucking ridiculous things. But whatever, at least they feel nice, at least, you know what I mean? Again, they're not like fucking like like $40. Yeah, I was expecting just like whatever, just like something slightly better than the shit I have. But it's actually quite a bit more comfortable from what I played anyway. Just probably the best part though, that the top right corner of the keyboard, it just says like First Blood in fucking giant letters, like, you know what I mean, like fucking, you know, he drew First Blood. It's so fucking stupid, like really, like what the fuck. And just and then under that it says to do or not to do, you choose. And just like, what the fuck is that? Like a bad fucking Star Wars quote, or is it some like ancient Chinese fucking proverb? Like, I don't know, whatever. One complaint I have, like real complaint I have, besides the fucking lights being ridiculous, the chords are a little short. Again, just fucking how I have it set up, like fucking like, I gotta just immediately, like fucking first thing, like, as soon as I fucking like got up, I'm like fucking, I grab the keyboard, like put it on my fucking bed, and just fucking like 2 seconds later, just crash, just on the fucking ground with the fucking cord so goddamn short. It's like fucking, you know, halfway off my fucking bed, but whatever. Again, $40, fucking not bad. Heerly. And if you remember, again, it's real quick. If you remember way back, more hardware updates, A little while back, I fucking talked about buying a pair of fucking Polk Audio fucking earphones or whatever, headphones. I was like, fucking, I just feel kind of fucking cheap. I just bought them because people were like, oh, these are fucking way better than fucking Turtle Beaches and blah, blah, blah. And I'd been using fucking Turtle Beaches forever, but they snapped and I had to fucking, like, I taped them up and shit. And they still work. I'm using right now, but yeah, so I'm like, I got like the Polk Audio ones. I'm like, these feel kind of cheap and fucking shitty. They don't really sound that good, but yeah, they broke. So yeah, back to my fucking Turtle Beaches. They're all taped up, and yeah, the Turtle Beaches kind of the same thing. They just fucking snapped off, of like, you know, the headband or whatever snapped off. But I'm like, oh, I'll just tape these up too. And I did that, but just fucking the Polk Audio ones are so fucking like cheap and fucking like flimsy, and the fucking ear cups are so like small and shitty. It's like fucking like, unless you have to like literally like fucking like, you know, jam them up to your fucking ears and like hold them, because if they're not like perfectly set, like they just fucking like you can't hear anything. It's fucking garbage. And yeah, so that's that. Polk Audio ones, yeah, fucking after they broke, they suck. That's the end of that. I'm going to throw them in the trash as soon as the box actually got here. So I ordered a new set, again, fucking Amazon gaming headset and fucking whatever. The first one under like under $100 at decent reviews. So we'll see how that goes. And we have an update next week. But, yeah, the Polk Audio ones, fucking, they're going in the trash. So again, real quick, just to wrap things up with, the usual segment based, ongoing, whatever the fuck, I don't know, the Overwatch corner, and I'm not even going to put in music, because I'm going to be brief, because most of what I talk, what I'm going to talk about is fucking just, like, not even shit, like, whatever. It's just, like, updates that are coming in the future, you know what I mean? They have, like, test servers or whatever they call it, like, the public test realm or public test fucking region, pubic filth fucking region. But yeah, so again, there's fucking updates that are coming, not out yet. you know, the big one, big update is this new character coming soon, Anna, and yeah, she's gonna be a support sniper. Meaning she can like hang back, and you know, she's got like a rifle with a scope and shit. She can shoot ally. If you shoot an ally with it, it heals them. Then if you shoot an enemy, it fucking hurts them, obviously. And again, it's cool. It's not like a switch or like a toggle. It's just fucking just your normal shot. You just fucking right trigger and fucking hit an ally, you heal them. Hit a fucking enemy, you fucking, you know, hurt them. Pretty cool. And then she also has a grenade that can, the same shit, you fucking throw it at a, you know, in front of allies, you know, it's just like a AOE, but fucking, you know, a grenade, and it'll heal you or heal your allies, and if it hits an enemy, it doesn't hurt them, but it makes it so they can't heal at all, like any kind of, anything that would heal them, it's just fucking, they're blocked off from fucking healing, of any kind, so... this is, you know, pretty neat concept. It's almost like a Zenyatta variation, just more options with them, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, I can heal or I can fucking hurt, and I can fucking, you know what I mean? Just like that type of thing. With like the same type of attack. You know, it's just, it sounds like it'll be good for people who are good at sniping, and you know, AKA not me. I'm sure I'll fuck around with her, but any kind of, like, real precision-based fucking sniping character, I tend to steer away from. But who knows, maybe it'll be a you know, whatever. Her other abilities, she also has a sleep dart she can throw, and it'll knock somebody out and, you know, knock them out cold for like a few seconds. So, you know, if you see somebody like trying to use like an ultimate or something, you just fucking throw the fucking sleep dart at him and just drop him and put him to sleep. Or, you know, if you see a fucking, you know, a Pharah fucking flying around, shooting rockets, just fucking, you know, throw that at her and just fucking drops her and she'll be asleep. Or you can just fucking whatever, stun somebody and just, you know, your team can fucking gang up around them and just fucking like whatever. Once they take damage, they wake up. So it's, you know, it's not like fucking like a real like stun. It's not like you can't do it. It's not like a fucking Reinhardt fucking, you know, doing the hammer down thing. It just fucking stuns you and you're fucking like, you know, taking a bunch of damage before you get up, or like May freezing you. Or like McCree, you know, his flashbang, just like, oh, you're stunned and you're just fucking like taking a bunch of damage and then like fucking until you're done, or like May freezing you and you're frozen until, again, a certain time. It's just fucking, you're get put to sleep, but as soon as you take damage, you just fucking get right back up. So, kind of like a special case scenario type of thing. But I'm sure it'll be fucking annoying too to get, just to fucking get put to sleep. But, and she, you know, her ultimate, she gives an ally like it's like an all around buff. Pretty sure it works. You know, makes them faster, more damage resistant, and they do more damage. So it's like fucking just like an all around, just fucking, oh, you're fucking buffed up. She seems cool, but I, you know, again, unless I can fucking draw first blood and decide to start using the fucking, you know, keyboard and mouse while playing it, it's fucking, it's like, again, I try to avoid fucking sniping because, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I'm using a fucking controller, and again, it's fucking like, why don't you just use the fucking keyboard and the mouse then, and blah, blah, blah. Well, because, like, I don't know, fucking, I'm playing Overwatch, it's like my relaxation, just fucking, like, lay down, fucking controller. Like, I was playing fucking, like, The Secret World, like, fucking all day yesterday, and it's fucking, like, oh, I'm sitting up, you know, upright with the fucking keyboard and mouse, and it's fucking, like, doing all this shit, and it's fucking, like, all right, well, but ready to go to bed, and fucking just, like, I'm just gonna lay down and fucking, you know, hook up the controller and fucking, you know, play Overwatch for a little bit, and I don't want to make it that fucking, like, oh, I'm gonna try to be pro and fucking, like, whatever. Like, visually, too, is like the character, fucking Anna, fucking looks pretty cool. Looks good. Just, looks almost like the old Seed Lady from fucking Mad Max Fury Road. You know, just fucking, gray hair, old lady, fucking long gray hair, fucking with a hood on and shit, and just fucking like a cloak and shit, and, Not a coincidence. Just fucking to cash in on that, she's got like one of her skins you can unlock. It's it's basically like a Mad Max skin, and you know, it's fucking just like, you know, all like cloth covers and fucking like whatever. And just, one of her voice lines is fucking "Witness me." So there you go. There's also some changes coming out to competitive. You know, there's gonna be a one hero limit per team. I mean, you know, most games, most people do that anyway. It's fucking like whatever. It's like, fuck, I'll be a fucking whatever Reinhardt, and then fucking like somebody else, like, oh, they pick Reinhardt, and they see I picked him. It's fucking like, oh, I'll switch anyway. But, you know, you saw people like doubling up on, like, you know, stacking two fucking soldiers or fucking tracers, or saying, like, you know, sometimes people fuck around, just fucking, oh, now we're six fucking Torbjörn and setting up fucking turrets, like whatever. I'm fine with the fucking the one hero limit. It's just fucking, again, that one step closer to my suggestion of having each character, you know, you have a separate ranking, like a separate MMR, and, you know, you pick them before you queue up, and fucking, you know, that's how they set up the teams. It's kind of, it's how it is anyway if you're doing solo queue, so, and like, you can't switch type of deal. Because I think that'd be a better fucking skill gauge, you know what I mean? And, yeah, so it's on the path to that, hopefully. So, yeah, you're welcome, Blizzard. Other than that, I'm just going to, almost the plan anyways, is the same shit, hopping back and forth between, Overwatch. Yeah, it's fucking, you know, just some games I'm getting fucking stomped, and I wonder why the fuck. I was like, why am I even fucking playing this? Like, why am I bothering? I'm just fucking getting rocked, and I'm getting fucking pissed, and... Now, then you get some of the close, you know, super close games. It's like, oh, this is fucking amazing. And, Hopefully it all evens out in the end, I guess, before I just say, like, what the fuck is this shit? And I'm going to just go back to playing Halo. You know what I mean? Like, who knows? But, yeah, it's all been fun. I was just end this and fucking hopefully, yeah, it's fucking running along and blah, blah, blah. And yeah. Next week, yeah, again, just fucking just continue my Prince of Persia fucking game hole and just do the two thrones and try to figure out what the secrets of the secret world are and what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing in that game. But yeah, that's it. Gruntfreepress.com, email podcast@gruntfreepress.com, and peace out.